A long night of baseball between the Mariners and the Red Sox. Guillermo Heredia digs in bottom two to face Drew Pomerantz. 2-1 and two men away.
This one drilled deep to left. That baby is out of here. Guillermo Heredia.
The pitch. Swinging a high fly out towards left center field. Some carry. Bradley is looking. He is watching. It is gone. This game is tied.
Broken bat looper. That's trouble. Charging Gamble. Ramirez looking at the play. He is safe. 3-2 pitch from Pfister. Line drive. Base hit. Gamble going to third. Oh, here's a throw. He's in there safely. With a win here. Pitch to Mike. Gets away. We get a tie ball game. Can you believe this? Heredia, he's going to third. Here's a throw to third. He is safe. Up the middle. Slow roller.
There it is.
That's going to do it. Ball game. Gene Segura.
Games like this can make or break a team's season. And the Mariners are hoping the momentum from a 6-5 13-inning win will propel them forward in a very tight wild-card race down the stretch. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais in the aftermath of a 6-5 13-inning win against the Red Sox.
What a ball game. You know, lots of pitching in that game. You know, it's just crazy. You know, going back, obviously Felix the start, really cruising through five innings. I thought it was really on top of his game. And then, you know, it got away from a little bit in the sixth, and you know, Pedroia the big double, and then Bradley, and you know, at that point, just you know, went to the bullpen, and I thought our bullpen did an outstanding job. I really tipped my hat to those guys. There were some tough innings. Pazos was battling through it, got some big outs, and even Tony Zick running him out there for the second inning, he made some awesome pitches, and Leon just you know found the you know broken bat in the right spot. But you know, really. Awesome effort by our entire club tonight just to hang in there. It's a really important game. We know kind of where we're at, and we talked about trying to win series, and you know, it's can't say enough about the effort. Just never quit and never, just hanging in there grinding. I think Guillermo Heredia's last at bat kind of typified the ball game tonight. I don't know, it was 9-10 pitch at bat, kept fouling them off, and you know, 3-run homer early in the game, huge at bat late. And in my opinion, but the biggest play in the game is him going from first to third on the pass ball or the wild pitch, keeping his head up there and taking the extra base, which allowed, you know, him to score the winning run there. So a lot of crazy plays in that game. But, again, says a lot about the effort of our ball club and the guys really sucking it up. It's hard. It's hard when you stand out there and play 13 innings. You know, I've caught in those games, and, you know, great job tonight. You know, big home run to tie the game, and then, you know, hanging in there with all the pitches and, you know, the tough spots in that game. So couldn't be any happier with the effort.
Pazos' ability to work to that inning after that error from Cano with the four pitch block on the bunt set up to get out of that. What did you see from him?
That was dicey. There's no doubt. Paz has been struggling a little bit lately. Hopefully this kind of, you know, jump starts him. It's good to walk off the mound making big pitches. Got a big strikeout at the end of the inning, and we need him. You know, he's been a big part of our bullpen in the first half, and we're going to need him here as we get deeper into the season. So hopefully that'll jump start him getting back going in a positive direction.
The MVP of Tuesday's game was without question Guillermo Heredia. He drilled a 3-run shot bottom two off Drew Pomerantz to give the Mariners an early 3-0 lead. Then in the 13th inning, he went first to third on a wild pitch of all things, enabling him to score the game-winning run on the first career walk-off hit for Gene Segura. Here is Heredia speaking to the media following Seattle's 6-5 13-inning win.
You say he went out there to do his best. I mean, you know, fight for the team, and he put a great at-bat. He came up with a single, and then with a wild pitch, he was able to get to third.
Well, and a heads-up play on that. What did you see that told you to take off to third?
¿Qué tú viste que te dice que te dijo que llegara a tercera?
No, fue algo que me salió. Que salí para segunda, salí fuerte, agresivo, y se me dio la oportunidad. Vi que podía llegar a la tercera y me lancé.
He said it was his instincts, and then he was aggressive, and he got a chance to get a turn, and he went to third.
Robinson Cano went 2-for-6 in Tuesday's 13-inning marathon, and the veteran second baseman knows how crucial this victory was, which got the M's back to the 500 mark on the season at 51-51. Here is Cano speaking to the media following a 6-5 13-inning win against the Red Sox.
I mean, it was a great game, you know, by Heredia and the whole team. I mean, was able that we was leading by three and then came up and went up by one. And then Sunino came up with a big home run. We got to give a lot of credit to Sunino, came back and tied the game. And the bullpen did a great job. And, you know, thanks to the fans to support Tay out here this late.
The M's sent Andrew Moore to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Red Sox ace Chris Sale.